Hello, everybody. This is Captain Katz.
And we are Katz.
All right, welcome back to the show. We, as of recording, we are less than 23 days away for the granddaddy of all pop culture conventions here in the United States, San Diego Comic-Con International. And there's a lot of news going around for this year's edition of Comic-Con, but not in a good way. And it is reported that a lot of studios are choosing to skip out on Con. And we're going to dive into it right now. But first things first, what are the names of the studios that are skipping out this year?
They're saying that Marvel. Well, it's under the big umbrella, so I have to say Disney.
Yeah.
And by Disney, I mean Marvel. Lucas, I think Lucasfilm.
Nah, Lucas has been dead for years over there. Cause,
well, they're not coming.
Well, no, they just only
rather, they're not going to be. Well, we don't know exactly how it means by companies not attending. They might have a booth. We don't know.
No, no.
But as far as programming is concerned, they're definitely not doing nothing.
Yeah, no. Marvel has to have a booth there because there's Marvel, you know. Lucas, I think they might have a booth, but as of many years ago, since the birth of D23, yeah, anything that has to do with Lucas, they just took all their announcements and just took it over there.
Yes, and because I said umbrella, that means Disney.
Yes.
They also, because of Marvel, Disney is not coming as well.
Yeah, but we know the reason why.
Yeah, but who else? HBO. Universal.
Yeah.
And Netflix.
Right.
Mostly because of the writer's strike and the actor's strike in Hollywood right now.
Yeah. Also Warner Brothers, I heard.
No. Warner Brothers is a probabilistic. Maybe.
Well, no, because what I've heard.
According to the economictimes.com, quote unquote, Warner Brothers Pictures is yet to decide on Comic-Con in San Diego as the company's streaming service, Max, will bring on its animation titles to the event.
Yeah. So
there are maybe. So there are probabilistic maybe.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, though. Even though Warner Brothers is not going to be there, DC is going to be there. And remember, they're under that banner.
So we need to wait and see whether this probabilistic turns into a definite yes or a definite no.
Yeah.
However, Paramount Pictures. They will actually hold a panel for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, which means whatever's with Paramount, depending on what they're going to give out, they're going
to
do it.
Yeah. Well, they have to because it was because they already had a release date for it anyway, way before, you know, the strikes for both the writers.
And the actors.
And the screen actors, yeah.
And some people are, you know, choosing not to be part of the strike out of solidarity, so be careful there.
Right, yeah, yeah.
NBC, according to the article here, quote, on the other hand, NBC will move forward with its panels only if there is no actors' strike, end quote. That means they don't give a, the writers, okay, they don't give a crap. Right. But if they have any actors that are going to strike, okay, then they might pull the plug and say, no, we're bailing.
Yeah, well, because supposedly this week, or the end of March, or the end of June, if the Screen Actors Guild, or SAG, for SAG for short, their current deal ends, and they're supposedly negotiating on the table to see whether or not if they can renegotiate it, or, you know, stay the course with the same contract, or decide not to renew or sign up or anything like that.
And as of recording, the end of June is this coming Friday, the 30th.
So, yeah.
This
week is going to be a really big, definitive thing. Because the last time both WAG and SAG went on strike, it happened right after Comic-Con. And that was like in the mid 2000s?
No.
The 2010s?
Yeah, but yeah, it only lasts, I'm trying to remember how long. It didn't last that long. They made an agreement.
Yeah.
And so here we are now.
Yeah, they did a short term They weren't thinking long term. They were doing a short term deal, and I guess the short term deal kind of didn't benefit both parties at the time. Well, now it benefited them then before, not now. Especially with inflation and everything like that,
and the coming of things like ChatGPT and AI.
So there's a lot. So there's a lot in stake right now.
Also the payments for streaming services. People don't realize that people who work, you know, who write and stuff for shows that are streaming, they get peanuts.
That's because of this deal that they're striking on. They didn't, like I said, short term, not long term. Short term.
Amazon Video Prime will likely showcase the Wheel of Time Season 2 and The Boys Gen 5.
Yeah.
And as of now, Apple TV Plus is still undecided. So they're waiting.
Let's put it this way. Apple TV Plus has been a hit and miss. Whenever they had something good, they would tend to cancel it. Or whenever they had something that was horrible, they tend to renew it. So it's depending on them. But I do know that one of the shows that will be there. Only because it's already in post-production and is already ready to go. Could be Archer, because Archer's last season is going to be airing in August. So maybe we might have a panel of Archer. Same thing with Bob's Burgers. So anything that's under the Fox banner that Fox still owns. Is going to show up or is going to do. So the only things that will be shown there or will have a panel there would be anything that's already on post-production or it's already done. They already have a release date and just got to wait until release date shows. Yeah. But then here is, you know, the $5 question. Will this affect Comic-Con? But not only them, but any other convention here on out until a deal is done on both sides.
Yes.
Okay. How so?
Well, if they don't have any new productions going on via their agreement contracts and stuff like that, and a bunch of non-disclosure, you know, that also affects non-disclosure agreements or blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And since they're striking, they're not going to present anything new. And if without new content, you know, studios are like, well, we got nothing, so why are we going? We just can't go. Mm-hmm. We got nothing to offer.
Right.
And we're and obviously the experimental Petri dish that's going on is this, for this year's convention, we're the litmus test.
Yeah.
But anything that comes afterwards, like if they finally struck a deal and everybody goes home happy or whatever, or it could mean bad news, all that stuff, whatever, good or bad.
Right.
It's all going to happen here.
Right. So this is going to be a make or break for not just for Comic-Con, but every other big one afterwards. Like, for example, after Comic-Con, the next big one that has to do with, that's involved with television and cinema and stuff like that, is in New York Comic Con.
Well, they probably have a good head start of recovery should the strikes, you know, they strike a deal and it's over. Yeah. That means the writers and all this stuff, they're going to have to work their asses off to do something about New York, which usually happens in October.
Yeah.
But even then, I think if this week is like the key, especially with the actor strike, possible actor strike.
Yeah,
if it doesn't fall through and there's an actor strike, then there's probably going to be some stuff going on in New York, but not as much. No, like here, except they're not going to get hit the hardest because they got all the stuff over there in in New York. Here in San Diego, we don't have those big, the big, like NBC and all that shit. We don't have that type of power here in San Diego. That's all in Los Angeles and all that shit. That means here we're going to get hurt pretty bad.
But not big.
But not.
Not humongous if this strike keeps going on in the long term, and then by the time they set a deal and be like, oh yeah, we set a deal, but it's just like 3 weeks away from New York Comic Con.
Well, that means New York is boned.
Right. Because they have nothing to show. They could just go up there on a whiteboard and be like, oh yeah, here's the new season of such and such show. Ta-da!
Yeah, but if they're going to be rushed for 3 weeks' worth of doing work in post-production, then no.
Yeah.
It's just too rushed and it'll suck ass.
All yeah, all they can do is just like,
But there is a sense of opportunity out of this.
In what way?
Well, there could be some other company that we've probably never heard of that'll say, "Hey, we'll take their spot."
Maybe.
Yeah, who's to say a Chinese film company comes over and saying, "What? You got your Avengers? Well, guess what? Blah, we got this going on. The Raid 3 or something." Like, holy shit! Or a new movie with Tony Jaa. Oh shit! And going against Jet Li. Oh my God! I'm just saying. They're going to leave a whole lot of room. Unfortunately, since Comic-Con, well, this is not going to happen this year because it's too soon of and these opportunists might not have enough. They might not have enough to put on the table.
You may never know.
Yeah, I
You
know.
may never know. Something crazy can happen.
Shoot, like the resurrection of Shaw Brothers, for example. I'll be like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Right.
Or maybe they do just one little panel on Hall H or something like, oh, we're gonna, release the entire collection or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
And that goes with TV as well.
Yeah. Well, with TV, it's. I don't know. For the past, like, TV's been a hit and miss for me. With the rise of good quality adult animation kind of taking over,
Well, just recently, it's real. Just recently, it's taken a hit.
well, not necessarily taking a hit. I would say more of like a lot of the independent studios, the independent animation studios, either it's for kids, teenagers, or adults.
Maybe they should
They've
take a risk and step up.
yeah, I would love that. I would love to see that. I would love to them to be like, oh hey, hi, yeah, we got this.
It's a stupid little thing, but it turns out to be the greatest thing. And the best part would be this is something new. This is something fresh, a breath of fresh air, to the point where like this reminds me of what we wanted from the past 100 years. For example, maybe from Disney or from Warner Brothers or whatever. Proper story structure, proper comedic timing. We're making fun of our gut or this or that or whatever. The current events or something.
Yeah. But the one thing that I can see that's a positive out of this is that this would be a good time for other forms of media to shine. Like how you say that Comic-Con is the litmus test right now, the upcoming big litmus test. Comics can come back in a big way, both the mainstream and independents. If they decide to do that, independent filmmakers, independent studios can come and show their stuff or do a panel of like, hey, so you want to be an indie, an indie director or indie film studio? This is what you can do. Manga, anime companies can, if they can, be like, yeah, we could do a panel of our upcoming, fall and winter schedule. Or, if they could take it, they want to risk, bring over some manhwa, Korea, studios for manhwa or animation or live action. Just tell them, hey, we got stuff here.
Or bring over their shows and shit, even if it's crappy romantic ones. Bring them over. People will eat that shit up.
Or like right now, China. China is surprisingly dipping their toes into the pop culture genre of comics and animation. And surprisingly, they're doing a pretty good job at it. They're even though it hasn't caught fire outside of China, but some of their stuff is 100% like eye-catching, and like people should like go and look at that. I wouldn't be surprised if a Chinese studio would just like, oh yeah, hey, we got our version of like, I don't know, our take of Little Red Riding Hood. Here you go. We want to show it. And it turns out to be like, it's meant for kids, but it turns out to be a masterpiece for adults, or something like that. You don't know.
Hell, why not just bring over? Okay, we got the 2024 edition of Romance of the Three Kingdoms, but we'll make it in a way such that it will be at least understandable to the outside world. Hey, if it turns out to be a hit, depending on the year, I'm pretty sure that has an opening.
Dude, it's never going to beat 82 and 92. You know that.
I don't know. I'm thinking 97 for some reason, but I don't know.
97 was okay. Or like Europe. Europe is becoming a powerhouse now in animation, and especially with a lot of television, independent television studios, making a lot of great content for the world. Good example, Netflix, how the way they invested a lot of money for international content to be created.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be Netflix. I mean, especially since they're not coming this year. Why not the company itself come over?
So, like I'm saying, instead of having like the company like Netflix, and just like have the companies over. Like for example, the movie studio that did All Quiet on the Waterfront, and
All Quiet on the Western Front.
You may never know. They might have something going on. They might be like, "Hey, well, we need to show this off to somebody. Hey, we got an opportunity here." Even Africa. Africa's starting to get more recognition now. They're starting to develop. They're start like a lot of the indie directors and stuff like that, and even the shows. They're starting to hone their craft, for better or for worse. But they're honing their craft in a way that makes it unique, and makes it eye-catching. And you be like, "Hey, they got something going on right here."
Yeah, and also it may look ridiculous to us, but if you take the time to see some of these movies, they've caught on to something that, obviously the United States has never heard of, and maybe we should take notice.
Yeah.
And not just, I'm not saying like, take it over. I'm talking about, as a see what kind of stories they actually have to offer in their own way.
Right. Who knows? They could create like, I don't know, the next renaissance of, film noir or something. Who knows? But they have it in their own way, Or and same thing with South America, Central and South America. They're actually investing more into production and stuff like that. More countries than others, but
they're finally stepping out of the telenovela phase.
Yeah. And deciding to be more bold, to be more open-minded, to be more risk takers. And then most recently too, Turkish programming has been getting a lot of attention, not in a negative way, in a positive way,
Yeah.
because, no one's never seen stuff like this.
And well, actually, people have, and ironically, and I have to say this, Telemundo, they actually translated some of those Turkish shows for broadcast here.
Yeah, recently,
Yeah.
But like I said, but going back to what I was saying, there's a lot of opportunities for other forms of media, for other industries within pop culture, you know, the tabletop community, the gaming industry, definitely the gaming industry.
Well, why don't they take over Hall H? Well, besides obvious reasons.
I'm not going to beat around the bush. It's like E3's dead.
Oh, and on a side note, E3's been canceled for 2024 and 2025.
Yeah, like I said, E3's dead. But, you know, they need a spot, you know. You know, they need like a summer thing. You know, even though the Summer Game Fest was very good, very, very good, very great, very wonderful. You know, they need something else with a bigger name to just like, you know.
Oh, but yeah. Also, more accessibility.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, oh, you can just stream it on YouTube or on your computer and you'll be fine. No, fuck that. We need a physical venue that everybody can come to and enjoy it for themselves in person.
Well, they did. They did it at the YouTube Theater up in L.A.
Yeah.
Well, but and also, too, the way they did it with YouTube and stuff like that, it was access to a lot of people. But I'm saying they need to have...
We need a Tokyo Game Show of our own. That's what I'm talking about. That type of accessibility.
Please. But like I was saying, you know...
But they could plant the seeds here.
Yeah, well, they could. But like I'm saying, like if you look at the gaming... Like the gaming convention season... We have, you know, CES early on. And then, like, CES and GDC early on. Then the next one, like, early in the year. Then we wouldn't have a next big one until, like, E3.
But E3's dead now.
Yeah. See? Leaves a gap right there. Even though Summer Game Fest is kind of, like, you know, filling in that little gap... It's still a big gap. Because from there, we don't have anything until like, say, like September, October. And that's where Tokyo Game Show is. And then not only that, but also Gamescom. That's nearly at the end of the year. You know? So there's that big gap. You know? And then, you know, at the end of the year, we have what? The Video Game Awards. But,
What a joke.
Yeah, but I digress. But yeah, see, if they were to do something like that, like here in Comic-Con, you know, to like plant the seeds of like, you know, oh yeah, we're going to do something like that here. We're going to do something big, grand, wonderful. You know, the gaming community, the video, especially the video game industry needs something, you know, needs something like this. Like I said, I got no beef or quarrel against Summer Game Fest. I think it's good for what it is. They're not trying to, like... They know they cannot fill E3's shoes. They can't fill that void. That's a big void. But if it's a temporary solution until something bigger comes up, then yeah, sure, okay. I'm all game for it. Until somebody decides to just, like, you know, all right, you know, quit mucking around. Let's get to work, you know? And do something good.
So far, no one's stepping up.
So this would be a perfect time for it, you know. But yeah. So, you know, we just gotta wait until the end of we gotta wait until this Friday to see whether or not if SAG is gonna join along with WAG and see how things play out.
Yeah. And also, if there is gonna be an actor strike, which coincides with the writer strike, not only does that mean NBC's out. How long will this last?
Yeah. And, it, you know...
Because the last strike, you know, was under the radar of everything, and, well, it worked out relatively well for everyone at the end.
Well, yeah, because remember, they were trying to do a short-term deal, and it only lasted about a couple weeks. Knowing how long this one is going to take...
And since it's before Comic-Con...
Yeah.
Well, maybe this will be a good opportunity for up-and-coming script writers, crappy directors that need to hone their craft to take an opportunity, you know, to say, hey, I got something to offer. Talk to me.
Yeah. Done. Who knows? You know? But we got to wait and see.
Well, I guess we'll be following closely to this, you know, since we're going to be mostly talking about what's going to be happening at Comic-Con this year and stuff like that. We'll keep a close tabs on this, especially our next show, because, you know, since Friday is the last day of June, you know, what does that mean?
We'll keep an update on it and stuff like that. And then if anything were to happen on Friday, we will do a quick breaking news podcast about it and see how it will affect that. And if it does affect, see if Comic-Con will release a statement about it. What are they going to do?
Well, so far they're just keeping mum.
Yeah, so they're.
Playing by ear as well. But the only thing we know for sure, if there is no agreement and then the actors will be going on strike, that means NBC's out.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, too. Not only them, but who knows how many other studios that were planning to show something are just gonna bail.
That
Or
may
that, or.
influence Warner Brothers at what they're doing. It'll certainly influence Apple.
Yeah.
Unless Apple
Or.
says, "Hey, look what I got."
Yeah, they'll take advantage of the chaos, or you know,
They're
they'll
the ones that require.
or you know, or they'll still decide to show up and be like, you know, just have a placeholder person be like, you know, hi, I'm such and such, and I'm the, I don't know, letter boy for and the sound check guy. Yeah, we're here on behalf of the entire cast and crew of next upcoming show, and we're just gonna show a trailer and take questions. You know, who's to say that's gonna happen? Maybe it will.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right then, folks. Thank you. That's all the time that we have for this week. Thank you guys so much. Hope you guys have a wonderful time and a wonderful week. We'll be back next week giving you an update on what happened if SAG decides to do a new deal or go on strike. And up to date on that, and also whether or not Comic-Con will have a response to that as well. So keep your eyes and ears on that. All right, so until then, I am Captain
And
Katz.
I'm We Are Cats.
Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful week and have a great one. Until then, take care.
Yo-ho!